Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about something that's so fun. I recently hosted the EntreMD Business School Business Makeover Mastermind, and you know that I'm a student of business. So after the event, I took some time. I was really thinking, what are the lessons that I learned, not from hosting it, but from the conversations and the things that the doctors talked about and all of that. And yeah, so I want to, share some of those lessons with you. And I hope that you can leverage these to create some really, really big wins in your business and consequently in your life. So let's kind of dig into that. Okay. So the first thing, I want to start off with was, oh my goodness, was it a transformational event? it was really good. And it did show me the power of 2 days, like what can happen in 2 days. And, businesses can really be set up to experience quantum leaps. There are so many things that people thought were issues, and in 2 days they could be gone. And it was just so mind-boggling. Okay, so let's get into that. So the first thing is, what you already know can change your life. What you already know right now has the capacity to change your life. And the reason why I made this discovery is because the things that we talked about during the mastermind, they were not really new concepts per se, right? So, if I look at it as a pathway, we started off with a mindset piece, right? Because, mindset, sometimes it gets a bad rap. People are like, I don't want all that mindset stuff. I just want the tactics. And I'm like, the reason why you're not doing the tactics and the tactics are not working is because of the mindset, right? So, but we start with that, right? Because your mindset can be a tool that you use to create wins, or it could be a weapon that destroys your business. Like really, it could be one or the other. There's no middle ground. It is one or the other. So at every point in time, you have to ask, like, dude, this way I think, right? Is this a tool that's creating wins for me? Is this a weapon that's destroying my business? And so we started with the mindset, and then we went into the revenue generation formula, which is a framework that I treat in the business school, like end to end. How do we create, not just create revenue, but set our businesses up to continue to grow in its capacity to create revenue? Okay. Again, not something new. I have taught it many, many times. And, it's even part of what they do from their orientation week. Like, this is something that you need to watch. And they have the framework download. Some people have it as a screensaver on their phone. Some people have it up on their walls and things like that. So this is something we've done so many times, including recently. I had taught this 2 months before the mastermind. And so we did the mindset. We did the revenue generation framework. We did the CEO calendar, which is our way of, creating your ideal work week, how you manage your time, how you fit everything you need to do in your time. So if if you're working a job, which interestingly, we have about 30% of the doctors in the school are full-time employees, right? And so you're working a job, you have the family, you have the business, you have all these things. How do you fit that in there? Because we believe in the EntreMD Business School in creating your dream life and your dream business concurrently, right? So you're not building this dream business and, oh my goodness, when you finally do it, then you can start to live your dream life. We don't do that. Okay, we're building both concurrently. So how do we fit all of that into this calendar? And then when we're done with that, we talked about your team, like how, that winning team and all of those things. And like what you do for your personal development thing. So there's a pathway of sorts, but there are none of those concepts that are new. Right? We talk about the ideal work week. We've done a lot in the EntreMD Business School. We've done a lot of conversation around building your team, building your profitable team, showing up as a leader of your team and all of those kind of things. So there's none of these things that are necessarily new, right? But what we did is we did a really deep dive. Like, okay, you know the concept, but let's put this concept against your business. Let's run an audit here and see what's going on. Let's see what's getting in the way so we can get that out of the way so you can start showing up this way, right? And so many people walked up to me and they're like, how is it that you teach the same thing? The same thing. You've taught this many. This is not my first, second, or third time of hearing about this, but I'm furiously taking notes. I'm finding tweaks that I can make. I'm like mind blown, right? Because it's not about acquiring more. Now you must acquire more, right? But it's not just about going wider. It's also about going deeper, right? And so, especially if you're here and you listen to the podcast and you love it and you've created some wins with it. And if you said, in addition to this, I'm going to be in the business school, it is like, it's a quantum leap. It's like a 10X type situation. It's like a fire hydrant type situation because it's about deeper. Now, there are different concepts in there as well, but it's deeper, right? So what you already know can change your life, right? But you'll need to, you know, almost have come to Jesus meetings with yourself. Like, am I actually doing this? You're going to need some accountability. You're going to need some, you know, creative training, coaching around it, community to watch people do it in different ways. So you're like, huh, I want to do it like them, not like them. And, you know, like things like that. What you already know can change your life. Okay. So that's the first lesson I learned from that. The second lesson I learned, I've alluded to a little bit, is that your mindset is more responsible for your results than you know. It really is. It has more of an impact. I will give you a few examples. If you don't believe that you can build your dream business and your dream life at the same time, you will sabotage your life and live a life that sucks because you believe that's what you need, that's how life needs to be if you're going to build a dream business. But there are many, many, many examples of people who are building both at the same time, right? If you believe that you're not sophisticated enough to lead A players as team members, you won't hire them. You won't. Even if you found them, you won't hire them. And if for any reason you hired them, you won't lead them because you're like, I'm not the kind of person who can lead. It's not about your leadership skills. It's about the way you see yourself. It's about your mindset. If you don't understand that you have the capacity to create your masterpiece business, you would be running your business, allowing your business to happen to you, right? They're like, oh, I wonder what will happen. And no, if you understand that I can play offense, not just defense, I can play offense and create what I want. The way you show up is different. The way you show up to do things that are scary is different because of the mindset that you have. And so we did a deep, deep, deep dive because we're like, this is the reason why we don't show up on social media. This is the reason why we don't sell. This is the reason why we don't ask. This is the reason why we don't hire A players. This is the reason why we don't lead them. All that, it's tied to here, right? And so we spent, it was almost 2 hours, the first 2 to 3 hours of the event, working on that, workshopping that, doing exercises that linked with that, because we're like, if we can get this cleaned up, then you will be open to all the other things and we will go create some magic. And that's exactly what happened. So many people, their feedback was like, I did not realize how important my mindset is. I did not realize how much it was getting in my way. Okay. But we got it out of their way. Okay. So you want to pay attention to what you think. Like, what do you think about your business? What do you think? If I say, oh, your business can hit 7 figures, is that a thing you're like, yeah, Dr. Una, whatever? Or can your mind handle that, right? Can your mind handle that there may be people on your team who are smarter than you and that's an advantage because they can do things you can't do? Or are you intimidated by that, right? When you show up on social media, are you showing up like, oh, nobody wants to hear what I have to say and I've said it before and it sucks, da, da, da. Social media doesn't work, da, 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 da. Or are you like, oh my goodness, like back in the day, people had to pay to be on TV and I can create my own channel for free? Like, this is amazing, right? What do you think, right? You want to start paying attention to that because it is either a tool that is helping you create success or it is a weapon that's killing your business. Okay, so that's the second thing. The third thing is that, oh my word, Your network is your net worth. Okay, so in the EntreMD Business School, Business Makeover Mastermind, in that room were some of the most phenomenal physicians, total rock stars. I mean, we're talking people who have built private practices with multiple verticals. We're talking about private practices, multi seven figures, all the way up to 7.5 million in revenue. We're talking about people who've been, we had somebody who did the London, a big shout out. This is Dr. Alicia Shelley. Big shout out to her. She had been in Ireland. She did the London Marathon, cut her vacation short so she can come for the mastermind, only to leave the following day because here she was, and I have to get her back on the podcast. Here she was watching CNN and she got a message. Oh, CNN wants to talk to you. She's like, well, I want to talk to them. So she cut her trip short. So she didn't attend the second day of the mastermind because she flew out to go be interviewed on CNN. Like, these are the people in the room, right? The people in the room who, and they're not, the fascinating things, they're not just creating business wins. They're creating business wins. They're creating family wins. Like, they're like, my marriage has never been better. My relationship, my kids, all of that, my health. Oh, I lost 20 pounds. I lost it. It's insane. And it was one thing after the other, after the, oh, I'm building the center of excellence for this. This other person's like, oh, we just purchased a new building. Oh, we opened a third location. Coach is like, oh yeah, you know, you remember how 2 days ago I told you guys that I had just closed four new clients. I closed another one this morning. It was so mind blowing. It was so good. Well, you know, this is what I raised my price to. I'm just going to let you know, this is what is coming in the future. It was such a rich room that people were literally getting breakthroughs, having conversations with their classmates on the way to the bathroom. And so what we call it in the business school, we call it the EBS Commonwealth, right? It's not about the individuals, but together, everything you're looking for is in that room or they have access to it. Your network, like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, is such a powerful room. And so to see the number of people who got connected to other people, they got to see behind other people's businesses and they realized what could work for theirs. They got, you know, like referral sources. They got, it was such a pretty sight. Your network is your net worth. And you want to curate that. And as a physician entrepreneur, you know, I remember when we first started the business school and people were like, no, I just want one-on-one. I'm like, I understand that. But I also understand the power of a curated community. I understand that you can't beat it. You can't beat it. Like the wealth, and when I say wealth, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking like all around. The wealth of a curated community will blow your mind. It really will. I just remembered somebody had asked me, like, are you going to build another community for the alumni? And I was like, I am probably going to have something for the alumni, but it's not going to be a community like this. Because I'm like, you may not realize it. You may think this is just happening organically, but it takes so much work, so much effort, so much intentionality to curate that. For me, it's worth it because it's doing what it's supposed to do. But I don't think you could get me to do it in another place. I'm like, so don't leave. Okay. Like, the community is there for you. Okay. And if you're an alumni, you're like, I just want the community, then come back. It's still open. We would love to have you back. Okay. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing, you know, I had a mentor who always used to say this, and I got it, but I got it even more this time. He said, great men and women are made in meetings, right? Like, if you think about it, the people who came for this mastermind, they're people I meet with every week, right? Like, we meet every week for our live sessions and, you know, we do some back and forth in the Facebook groups and things like that. But in 2 days, they experienced such a transformation that I was like, he was right. When you have the opportunity to be in certain rooms and with certain mentors, to have a certain experience, please say yes. If you're listening to this and you're in the EntreMD Business School, we have two main events a year, right? We have the Business Makeover Mastermind, which happens in April. We have the Vision Retreat that happens in October. Like I say in the school, I'm like, if you're not getting married on those dates, like just come. Because you never know what's going to happen. If you come in with a commitment, and I challenge people to do this. I'm like, decide. I'm going to make, you know, like 100X, 1,000X, 10,000. You can pick a number, right? Of your investment. That's what you're going to get out of the event. You come with that attitude. I'll match your attitude. And together we can create it, right? But great men and women are made in meetings. And so when you show up, you don't just kind of show up. You show up with this attitude of, I'm here for all of it. And I'm so grateful that the doctor, you could feel the hunger. Like, it does take two to tango, right? It does take people who are hungry for transformation and a leader who's hungry for transformation to create that magic, right? I know it's not just me. It's a two-way street. But if you come with that attitude, you're going to leave different. It ought to be a defining moment where you're like, my life was like this until I was at the EntreMD Business School Business Makeover Mastermind. Do you see what I mean? And, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I'm probably going to have some doctors on to talk about their experiences and things like that. So you can get a feel of it from their perspective. But great men are made in meetings. And so if you go for a meeting, don't just show up. Go there going like, well, we're going to make this a defining moment. I'm going to get so much out. And I've done this with events that were even poorly done. And oh yeah, I got it because I show up like a tree with big roots and I'm like, I'm going to get all the things, you know? Okay. So that's number four. Number five is remember. It's something to remember. Whenever it is time to invest in yourself, your mind will play the most elaborate tricks on you. Your mind will play the most elaborate tricks. It'll be like, oh, you know, I mean, okay, so I'll tell you why I say this. Because as transformative as it is, right? I have hosted events where you would think that the next time there's an event, you don't need to talk. You just need to say, oh, the next event is here and everybody will show up. And I've learned that's not the way it is. Because there's a transaction involved. Your mind will then say, yeah, but you went for the last one and you haven't even finished implementing all the things that you learned there. And now you're trying to go for another one. Why don't you go get your old notes and you instead take those 2 or 3 days and really work on all the things you didn't do before, which makes no sense, right? Like, first of all, you're not going to do everything. Like, people tell me this all the time. Oh, I'm only doing 10% or 30% of what I'm learning in the business school. I'm like, that. Look around. There are people doing 30% and they're creating multiple 7 figures. Like, nope, I'm doing 100% because I'm teaching it. Nobody else is doing 100%, right? So that's ridiculous. Your mind will play, it'll say, oh, yeah, but you can use that, you know, whatever it is, $2,500, you know, $3,000, $5,000 for the event to do all of this. And that your mind will play the most elaborate tricks on you. I'm telling you ahead of time so when that happens, you're going to like, Dr. Una told me about you, so I'm just going to register, and we're gonna 1,000X our investment on this event. That's what we're going to do. It'll play tricks on you. You're trying to get into the EntreMD Business School. Your mind will play tricks on you. It's like, how can you do that? But you spent more on vacations. Like, you went on 2 vacations. You spend more than the tuition on it, right? You've had this, you know, you're stalling in your business and your mind is convincing you it's better to stay stalled than to invest in yourself and move forward, right? Like, you'll play all kinds of tricks. You're in the business school and say, oh, you shouldn't do a second year. Like, oh, why would you do that, right? And sometimes people will tell me, like, I've learned everything. I'm moving on. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, look at everything you created. Where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you going? Right? And someone may argue like, oh, does that mean we should be there forever? It does mean you should invest in yourself forever. It does mean that you should invest in yourself forever. We talked about this in the Makeover Mastermind. You are your highest performing asset. Highest. Right? And you put a disproportionate amount of dollars in your highest performing asset, period. End of story, right? And so, but every time you get there, now, when I realized how powerful this was in 2022. This was last year. So for the time of this recording, this was last year. So I know better, right? I've been around the block. I started investing in myself in 2017, right? So at that point, I've done it for 5 years. I know the power of it. I know the power of it so much so that the same way I up what I'm investing in other things and all that, I up what I'm investing in myself, right? I understand the power of it so much so that I'm like, I want to create this transformation in my life. Where do I need to invest so I can create it? I understand that. And I had a community, a mastermind that I was a part of. And I was like, yeah, I was talking to my husband. I was like, yeah, you know, I don't know if I want to renew that, you know. And he looked at me like I had lost my mind. He looked at me like I took my clothes off and I was running down the street. Like, you know, that level of madness, like that. he was like, isn't that where you had this transformation, that transformation, that transformation? It's like, why are you even thinking about this? Right? The look was so bad that I was like, I mean, like, I was just joking. I was joking. And I pulled up my phone and did and renewed. It will play the most elaborate. And this mastermind was a $10,000 thing. So it's not like, I mean, like, it's not like it's this huge investment or anything like that. He was like, what? I was like, I was joking. I just renewed right there. I was like, I was joking. I mean, like, kind of woman joke in her own house. That's what I did. Because it'll play tricks on you. Okay. And you have to be convinced of a number of things. Well, two things. The first really is that the price for the upgraded version of you is an investment. It really is. It really is. People are like, you're a natural speaker. You're a genius at business. And I'm like, no, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars of investment. And daring my fears and doing the work. That's what this is. There's nothing natural about what I'm doing. I mean, like, there are people that know me from high school and even like med school, even residency. And they're like, what happened to Dr. Una? Right? I wasn't even Dr. Una then. I still had my maiden name. Yeah. So, you know, what happened to NECA? What happened to her? What happened to me is I invested in myself. Right? And so you need to understand that the price for the upgraded version of you is an investment. You must understand that. You must understand that. And you must understand that you don't stop investing. You don't. You know, some of the docs in the business school, they're so funny. They came up with a whole hashtag. They said, hashtag EBS for life. And the first time they said that, it warmed my heart so much. And I'll tell you why. Because when I made the business school, the tagline in my mind, I never said it out loud, in my mind was the only business school you'll never want to graduate from. Because why would you? Right? You have a mentor who has decided to build multiple businesses so she can be relevant to your multiple businesses. You have a mentor who has built many successful businesses. You have a mentor who has helped hundreds build successful businesses. You have a community of physician entrepreneurs who are the leaders in the space, building the most innovative, most impactful, most profitable businesses. You have them. And you have this curated experience. Why would you want to go anywhere? This is me, right? This is me. Now, this is at a point when the school just started. We had 22 students. The tuition was like $497 a month. You know, this was in the early days. So I didn't have the guts to tell anybody that. I just wrote it in my journal. But that was always the tagline, right? And so really, it's a beautiful space. But back to your mind. Your mind will play tricks. You need to understand that they're tricks. Okay? You need to understand it's trying to protect you from maybe trying at something and it doesn't work. It's trying to protect you from taking a risk and all of that stuff. And you need to say, I really appreciate you, but I don't need your protection right now. Okay? That's what you need to do with it. Okay. So those are really some of the observations that I made. And I wanted to share those with you. I trust that you got something really valuable from this. And so really, I want you to start thinking in those terms. So I know a lot. I know the stuff that's going to take me to the next level. It's now time to implement. It's time to do deep dives. It's time to actually bring it home. I now understand the power of my mindset. So I'm going to pay more attention. I'm going to run some audits. Like, what do I really think? I'm going to sit, I'm going to document. These are the things I think about my business. And you're like, well, no wonder we're having so many challenges. It's time to go like, wow, my network is my net worth. So maybe I want to start upgrading my inner circle where great men and women are made in meetings. So I'm not going to show up in meetings. Like, I dare you to change me. Like, I'm going to show up and take what I need from the meeting. And it is a give and take, right? But, you know, I'm going to take what I need. And I'm going to recognize the game when it happens, right? Like when it happens, like, oh, that's what Dr. Uno is talking about. Yeah, I'm not listening to you, right? So, that, you know, that's what you're going to do. And really, if you're like, man, I could do these things. And if you can do them, please do them. Like there are people who are like, I listened to the podcast, I launched my practice, then I did this, I did that. If that's you, like, please, by all means, please do it. But if you are like, I need some support, this is not like 2015 or 2008, where we didn't have options for a business education. I'm not talking about an MBA, because a lot of times an MBA, their promise to you is that they'll help you earn a bigger salary. Like, you go look at it. Oh, students on average now get jobs that pay them 140 grand a year. You've been there, done that, and you have 10 t-shirts, right? But this is a different time where we have access to a top-notch business education and a top-notch network called the EBS Commonwealth, right? And so that exists for you. It was not an option. Now it is. Right. And so if you're like, I would love the support, I'd love to be in community, I would love the guidance, I would love the accountability, then come join us in the EntreMD Business School. So EntreMD.com/business. We would love to have you. We even had some people at the Makeover Mastermind who joined the business school a month ago. And they came for the event and it was so transformational for them. I spoke to them. It's like, wow. Right. So there's a place for you. You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to say, oh, I don't know how to do this. Nobody knew how to do it till they learned how to do it. Okay. And that could be you too, right? So this is what I have for you. Take these things, go and change your life. This is the best time for physicians. This is our time. Don't worry about what's happening. We are setting the stage. Come join us, set the stage, do your part, be an example of what is possible. But as physician entrepreneurs in the EntreMD community, we are building the most innovative, most impactful, most profitable businesses. We're leaders inside and outside of the exam room, and this is our time. So everybody better get ready. All right. Now, don't forget, share this episode with another doctor in their life. Share it on social media. Tag us, hashtag EntreMD, so I can give you a big shout out. And I can't wait to see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.